颠覆了历史的史书。
Revolutionized historical texts.
竹书纪年。
Chronicle by book.
原因就是它记载了一些内容。
The reason is that it contains some content.
对人们传统的认知冲击太大。
It's a huge shock to people's traditional thinking.
我们现在公认的第一部也是最权威的证实。
The first and most authoritative official history that we now recognize
是司马迁的史记
is the records of the grand historian by Seymour Cain.
史记中记载
According to the records of the grand historian,
帝尧年迈的时候
when Emperor Yu was old,
想要为自己选一个接班人
to choose a successor for yourself,
他的手下依次给他推荐了帝尧的儿子丹朱。
His subordinates successively recommended his son Danju,
还有共工和衮，但是都被帝尧一一否决了。
Also, the candidates of Gong and Gun were rejected by Emperor Yu.
后来大家实在没有办法。
Later, everyone was at a loss.
只能向帝尧推荐了一位民间的贤才。
I could only recommend one local talent to Emperor Yu.
名字叫舜。帝尧
Name is Shun.
经过一番考察之后
After some investigation,
认为舜德行端正，管理能力也强。
I think that Shun is a person with integrity and strong management skills.
便放心地将天下让给了舜。
Then he readily ceded the world to Shun.
从此
From then on,
尧舜禅让便成为了一段千古佳话。
The story of the abdication of Yao and Shun has become a classic tale.
在儒家经典里
In the Confucian classics,
这是一个祥和美好的时代。
This is a peaceful and wonderful era.
统治权
Authority,
都是通过尧舜这样的禅让交给有才德的人。
All through the system of passing down power from one generation to another, like that of Yao and Shun.
但是
However,
翻开竹书纪年，最开始的几行文字就让人大跌眼镜。
The first few lines of the bamboo annals are enough to make you lose your breath.
根据竹书纪年的记载，
According to the records of each book,
尧舜的权力交接并不是通过和谐的禅让制实现的。
The power transition of the Zir and Sheng dynasties was not achieved through harmonious abdication,
而是通过暴力政变。舜求尧于平阳取之帝位。
Instead, Shun obtained the position by a violent coup against you.
并且让尧与丹朱父子不得相见
and let the sons of Yao and Dan not meet each other.
而在这段记录之后
and after this recording,
紧接着还有一句后继放弟子丹朱于丹水
Then there was another sentence, put the disciples Danju into the elixir.
后继是周人的祖先
The next generation were the ancestors of the Zhu people.
可在竹书纪年里
In the book, the year is marked.
他却成了舜篡夺帝位的帮凶。
However, he became an accomplice in the coup.
短短几句话
In a few words,
就将两位圣贤描绘成了谋权篡位的逆臣。
Portrayed two wise men as treacherous and power-hungry traitors.
由于大禹治水有功
Because of the great achievement of Emperor Yu in controlling the floods,
因而被帝舜选为继承人。伯益
Therefore, he was chosen by the king of Shu to be his heir.
则因辅佐
Therefore, it is due to assistance.
大禹治水被帝舜赐姓嬴。
The great flood was stopped by Yu, and he was given the surname Y.By Emperor Shun,
是后来秦国的祖先。根据《史记》的记载
，According to historical records, the ancestors of Qin State were based on Seymour Cairn's writings.
大禹去世之前将天下让给了羿。
Before Emperor Shun passed away, he abdicated the throne to Yin.
但是后来大禹的儿子启却比羿更得民心。
However, later Emperor Shun's son Kai became more popular than Yi.
所以羿便将地位又让给了启。
Therefore, the city of Yibian was once again ceded to Kai.
整体来说
，Overall,
整个传位的过程还是相当和平的。
The entire succession process was quite peaceful.
但是竹书纪年中的记载却暴力得多。
However, the records in the bamboo script chronicle are particularly violent.
短短七个字。
In just seven words.
一肝起位，起杀之。
One liver, one stomach, and a death.
向我们展现了一场血腥残暴的夺位之战。
It showed us a bloody and brutal struggle for power.
伊尹是中国历史上著名的贤相。
He Yin was a famous minister in Chinese history.
曾经辅佐商汤灭夏。
Once helped to overthrow the Zier dynasty.
建立商朝。根据《史记》的记载。
According to the records of the grand historian, the Shang dynasty was established.
从商汤开始
，Starting from Shang，
伊尹先后辅佐了五位商王，期间
，During his service to five successive Shang kings，
太甲继位后昏庸残暴
，After Tai Jir took over， he became corrupt and tyrannical，
不遵汤法
，Disobey the law，
为了教育太甲
，For education of Tar。
伊尹将太甲关在了商汤的墓葬之地。
He Yin sealed the tomb of Shang to
童宫，并自己主持朝政。
Children and themselves are in charge of governing the country.
太甲在童宫待了三年。
I spent 3 years at the orphanage.
彻底悔过自新。
To completely repent and turn away from evil.
于是伊尹迎回太甲。
Then Yin returned to Tai,
归还了政权
restored the government.
伊尹是沃丁在位期间去世的，被安葬于当时的都城亳。
Yin died during the reign of King Zhu of the Shang Dynasty and was buried in the capital city of the Shang Dynasty, which was located in Bao.
他一生可谓忠心耿耿。
He was truly loyal throughout his life.
兢兢业业。
Diligent and conscientious,
并得以善终
and thus he lived a good life,
成为了后世臣子的典范
too focused on the model of servants for posterity,
但竹书纪年的记载
however, the records of bamboo script year,
却再次呈现了历史的黑暗面
however, it once again presented the dark side of history,
根据纪年的记载
According to the records of commemoration,
伊尹将太甲送到童宫之后
After Yin delivered the throne to Dong Zhu,
便自立为王
Then he became independent.
七年之后
7 years later,
太甲从童宫悄悄回来
Taker quietly returned from child labor,
杀死了伊尹在竹书
Yin was killed by the book.
七年看来
In recent years,
伊尹也是一位谋权篡位的逆臣。
Yin was also a treacherous and usurping official.
史记记载
Historical records record.
周厉王在位期间
During the reign of Zhu Lai.
残暴不仁
Cruel and unrighteous.
导致民怨四起
Caused public outcry.
厉王不但对民怨视而不见，还进行了强力的打击。
The king didn't just ignore the public outcry, but also took strong measures against it.
当时
，At that time,
少穆公为了劝谏厉王
，In order to persuade King Lai,
讲出了那句千古名句。
It tells the story of the famous phrase,
防民之口。
To prevent the people from speaking out,
甚于防水
more waterproof,
水
water,
使用而溃伤
to be defeated and wounded,
伤人必多
people are numerous,
民亦如此
the people are like that,
但是厉王却一点都听不进去
however, King Li didn't listen at all,
最终国民苦不堪言
finally, the people were suffering unbearably,
发动了国人暴动
Triggered a rebellion among the people.
周厉王仓皇逃奔于智。
Qiu Lai Wang fled in a hurry.
太子敬则被少公藏在自己家中。
Prince Jing was hidden away by the younger prince in his own home.
不敢露面。
Refused to show one's face.
面对如此残暴不仁的君主，少公却又一次展现了忠臣的风范。
In the face of such a cruel and unjust monarch, Lu once again demonstrated the qualities of a loyal official.
他一面让自己的儿子做太子的替身帮其脱险。
He used his son as a stand-in to help him escape.
另一方面
On the other hand,
与周公一起
together with Zhu Gong,
两人共同执掌朝政
two people jointly govern the country.
稳住了朝中大局
Stabilize the overall situation in the court
14年后
14 years later
厉王死于智少公与周公立太子敬为王
The king died and Prince Shai and Prince Xu established Prince Jing as the new king
继随后的周宣王周少二公执政的这段历史被称为共和执政
The period of governance by the two officials, Zhu Xuanwang, Zhu Zuo, is known as the Republican governance.
但是竹书纪年却记载了另一个版本的故事。
However, the chronological account in each book tells a different version of the story.
按照纪年的记载
，According to Jai's record,
所谓共和
，the Republic.
并不是少公与周公共同执政。
It is not that the Duke of Zhu and the Duke of Qin jointly ruled.
而是共国一个叫和的君主。
Instead, there was a king named And.
趁乱夺取了王权，行。
Seized the throne.
天子政。竹书纪年又一次将一个可歌可泣的故事变成了暗黑版的谋权。
The book chronicles of the emperor's dynasty once again turned a touching story into a dark version of power struggle.
反味。这样对比之后，很明显。
After comparing them like this, it's clear that
对于周以前的历史，竹书纪年的记载和史记的记载简直就是走了两个极端。
The historical records of the Zhu dynasty, as recorded in bamboo slips and the records of the grand historian, are almost diametrically opposed.
一个极端的黑暗
An extreme darkness.
一个则极端的美好
One is an extreme good.
就像是竹书纪年的每一条记录都是与史记针锋相对的。
Just like the recent records in the bamboo manuscript are all in direct opposition to the records of the historian.
这是为什么呢?
Why is this?
要回答这个问题,
To answer this question,
我们还要从司马迁写《史记》说起。
We also need to start with Seymour Cairn's writing of the records of the grand historian.
从汉代开始
Starting from the Han Dynasty
儒家经典的地位就不断上升到了司马迁生活的年代
The status of Confucian classics was constantly rising during the time when Seymour Cairn lived
汉武帝更是独尊儒术
Emperor Wu also held the Confucianism
儒家经典很自然的就成为了国家上下人人推崇的主流思想
Naturally, the classics of Confucianism became the mainstream ideology that was universally praised and promoted by all levels of society.
这是当时的大环境。
This is the context at that time.
再具体到司马迁本人。
Regarding specifically to Seymour Cairn,
他早年曾向孔安国
He was once a young man who sought out Kamen Yuo,
董仲舒等大儒学习。
Dong Zhangshu and others studied in the mainland.
孔安国是谁呢？
Who is Kamen Yuo?
看姓氏我们就知道了。
Just by looking at the surname, we can tell.
他是孔子的第十一世孙。董仲舒呢？罢黜百家。
He was the 11th grandson of Confucius, Dong Zhangshu. He dismissed all other schools of thought and
独尊儒术的观点就是他提出来的。
The view of monopolizing Confucianism is his.
所以在这种环境的熏陶下
Under the influence of this environment,
司马迁在写史记的时候
Seymour Cairn, when writing the records of the grand historian,
受儒家思想的影响肯定是很大的。
It was definitely influenced by Confucianism.
朱书纪年出土于西晋年间。
The bamboo annals, which record the years of a dynasty, were unearthed during the Western Jin Dynasty.
司马迁肯定是没有看到过他。
Seymour Cairn certainly didn't see him.
但这并不代表司马迁
This doesn't mean Seymour Cairn
不知道
I don't know
竹书纪年所记载的内容
The content recorded in the Bamboo Book Chronicle
因为除了纪年其他文献
Because besides commemorating other documents
对这些事件也有记载
There are also records of these events
例如
For example
关于尧舜禹的记载
Regarding the records of Yao and Shun,
韩非子说
May I said,
仪容就更加直接了。舜逼尧，禹逼舜，汤放蝶，武王伐纣。
The situation in the central plains became even more direct. Shun forced Yao, you forced Shun, and you referring to King Zhu forced Shun. Finally, Emperor Tang released Dai Qiwi, and then Wu Wang attacked Zhu.
此四王者
These four
人神是其君者也
He is the lord of the gods.
在
Again
例如
For example,
关于启和议权力交接的记载
Records about the handover of power to Emperor Kai
除了史记中的温和版
In addition to the mild version in the records of the grand historian
纪年中的暴力版在战国策中还出现了第三个版本阴谋论版
There is a third version of the violent edition in the Warring States Chronicles, which appeared after 7 years.
话说当年禹把天下传给了羿。
It is said that Emperor Yu passed the world to Yu the Great.
但这只是为了做做表面工作。
This is just to do superficial work.
实际上他在暗地里一直培养自己的儿子启。
In fact, he was secretly cultivating his son, Kai.
所以后来启智
So, I realized it.
所以能夺回王位
So, he was able to regain the throne.
其实是禹在最开始就已经策划好的
Actually, it was you who had planned everything from the beginning.